Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's colonize Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Cal Thomas. He's here every Wednesday morning to wake you up, get you going. Cal Thomas, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Cal.
Hello, Mary. You know, once again, you've done it on your Facebook page. You've got something that resembles a reality show. Some of the funniest stuff I've read. I mean, if I were Seinfeld and some of these other guys, I'd hire you right now. You're fabulous.
Oh, thank you. It's real life. This is sadly my life, Cal. It's Seinfeld. Thank you. I appreciate coming from a columnist such as yourself and an accomplished author. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to pick up my Facebook game. This is getting out of control.
So, Cal, speaking of out of control, the Republicans, you know, did it again with health care, couldn't get their acts together. Do you think they're going to be able to come together to reform taxes?
Well, it's hard to say, Mary. As you know, there are a lot of lobbyists and lawyers in this town, and they all want a piece of the action. The number one goal of most members of Congress is to get reelected, and when that's their major goal, there's not a whole lot that you can do about it. You know, there's talk now about, you see polls, the latest poll yesterday, I forget who it was, but a majority now think that Democrats ought to be back in the majority. So these are people who think that the people who brought us the problem are now going to bring us the solution? I don't think so. I think the answer is to put more conservative Republicans in office. There's some really good opportunities next year. You got Jeff Flake, who's in trouble in Arizona. John McCain is certainly going to retire. He should have retired years ago, but that's another issue. I think Murkowski in Alaska could be vulnerable with a good opponent. Even Susan Collins in Maine. I mean, you know, I can't stand her voice. I mean, it's just like, oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Senator Collins, is that you?
No, that was me channeling Susan. Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's confusing.
Right. I do impressions. I do, I do ribbon cuttings for grocery stores. Just, you know, call me anytime. So I think we just need to work harder to get a better conservative majority. Just being a Republican isn't enough. You got to be a conservative. You got to stand for something. Maybe Trump was right during the campaign. We just let Obamacare fail, and the other side will be begging to have it reformed. We'll see.
Cal, in the coming fight here with tax reform, it's interesting. You talk about people getting reelected, and they're so concerned. One would think that cutting taxes for everybody would be a nice way to get reelected, and certainly that would be the kind of thing I'd reward people with votes. Do you see Democrats coming to the table here? It seems like they've been kind of a little bit quiet on tax reform. And I just saw a CNN poll this morning saying that 68% of Americans, cutting across both parties, support a major overhaul to tax reform. You see Democrats joining the president here?
Not really. It's like asking Dracula to give up blood. I mean, this is their lifeblood, taxes. But I think we're starting at the wrong end. Look, I was in Europe this summer, as you know. I was in Hungary. They just cut the corporate tax rate there from 19% to 9%. The economy is starting to boom again. It's bringing more money into the Treasury. We've had this before. We had it under Reagan. We have a history. We had it under Jack Kennedy, who made a tremendous speech in the 60s, early 60s, to the Detroit Economic Club. He couldn't get elected with that. Today he sounded like a Republican. You cut taxes for individuals, they're going to have more money to spend, they're going to have more money to hire people, they're going to have more money to buy things, and there will be more tax revenue for the government. It's not like we haven't tried this before. We have. But the other side of the coin is spending. We have spending that's out of control. Everybody knows the entitlement programs need to be reformed. We have a $20 trillion debt now and counting. The interest on the debt is greater than the GDP for some small nations. We can't continue to go on like this. So it's a two-sided coin. We need to cut taxes. There'll be more revenue for the government, but then we need to cut spending. Because the government, the more revenue it has, you know, it never lowers the debt. It just finds new ways to spend more money.
I'd like to take a stroll here on the tax reform, the anthem boycotts. Has the president gone too far? Did he overstep here? Is it time to back off on this, the anthem boycotts with the NFL? And now they're taking a knee on the floor of Congress now. This is spreading.
Well, this is all show business, Mary. I mean, look, the addition of the national anthem is rather recent in the past few years. This is not something that's been around since the beginning of sports. But, you know, I was looking at the NFL rulebook yesterday, and the NFL is not enforcing its own rules. It enforces rules when it comes to celebrations after touchdowns, although it's relaxed them a little bit now. You can't do some of the dances you used to do. You can't spike the ball. You can't taunt your opponent. There's unnecessary roughness rules. I got a column coming on this tomorrow that I call that, unnecessary roughness. But the rules are very specific when it comes to the national anthem. It says the players have to line up in order. They have to hold their helmets in the left hand. They have to face the flag and no talking. And the penalties can be fines. A team can lose its draft, next draft picks. There are all kinds of, you got to read the rules. They're not enforcing any of this stuff. And I think it's symbolic of something else. I think it's symbolic because people are fed up that the values that they have held for years are being challenged at every level, in the courts, in the media, everywhere. And this is just symbolic for them, and they're saying, you know, we're just tired of all of this. If you're going to start disrespecting the flag and our anthem, then we're going to get angry about it. And by the way, the African American players, which constitute about 3/4 of the players in the NFL, they're not doing anything to help young, poor, minority children in failed public schools or put African American families back together again, which would be the real cure to poverty in this country. It's all symbolism. They're making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they couldn't make this kind of money anywhere else. So I think the president has touched a raw nerve. It's not going to change anything, but I think it, again, is symbolic of a deeper issue.
Well, one would hope that we actually reckon with the ideals we have, why we have them, and maybe for one moment consider what the anthem's about, what the flag's about. If that's the thing that comes from this, the president did a good thing for the country.
Indeed. You're right, Ben. Yeah.
Cal Thomas, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. You better come back. And come back with that Collins impression. We need more of that. 6:44 now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.